We greet you in the holy name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Words of Life program. Each week, Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers sponsor this radio effort with prayers and contributions. Our featured speaker is Brother David Johnson, the minister of the Sellersburg, Indiana Church of Christ. This week, using the Old Testament passage of Amos chapter 9, verses 14 and 15, he will speak to us on the topic, "The Land I Have Given Them." First, we present singing in praise of our Lord.
The Lord thy God, in the midst of thee,
is mighty.
The Lord thy God, in the midst of thee,
is mighty.
Oh,
Please pray with me. Holy Father, we humbly bow before you in prayer with thanksgiving in our hearts for all that you do for us. We are especially thankful for the forgiveness that's found in Jesus. Thank you for loving us so much and by giving your salvation to us through Jesus. We are concerned about listeners. We ask that you will bless them with the convictions, peace, and physical healing that are needed, and may each person understand that all blessings come from you. In closing, we ask that we will be found ready for the promised return of Jesus. Thank you for hearing us and allowing us to call you Father. In the name of Jesus, amen. Brother David Johnson will now speak on the topic, "The Land I Have Given Them," based upon Amos chapter 9, verses 14 and 15.
It's wonderful to be together again, and a great privilege to look into the Word of God together. The title for the lesson is, "The Land I Have Given Them." And our primary text is Amos. In the Old Testament, the book of Amos, chapter 9, verses 14 through 15. Please listen to the Word of God. "I will bring back my exiled people Israel. They will rebuild the ruined cities and live in them. They will plant vineyards and drink their wine. They will make gardens and eat their fruit. I will plant Israel in their own land, never again to be uprooted from the land I have given them, says the Lord your God." This is the Word of God. There continues to be flare-ups, controversies regarding the modern nation of Israel. Most nations seem to be against Israel's efforts to settle their people, especially around their capital, Jerusalem. Some of our own leaders have joined in opposition to Israel's new settlements. Years ago, during tensions against Israel, I received in the mail a chain letter, of which I copied down some of the contents for a time such as now. Please listen to this chain letter. Quote, "Save our country from the Jews. The USA is occupied under a modern way of occupation. Occupation of governmental branches, such as Congress, by appointing Jews or pro-Jews to high-ranking positions. Also by Jews owning media to manipulate the truth. Jews have power through lobbying and conspiracy. Jews are in the military and use their power to protect Israel. Israel has occupied lands of its neighbors and made many homeless. Therefore, we have terrorists against the USA because of support of Jews. The lies of World War II with slogans of anti-Semitism have made people blind to Jewish behavior. Jews rape Swiss banks and many worldwide insurance companies. Jews think they are the people of God. This is a lie." End of quote. This again is a chain letter which I received anonymously in the mail some years back. Anti-Semitism is again on the rise. Anti-Jewish sentiment is widespread. Jews, Israel, are the people and the nation that many people love to hate. So what should we, as Bible-believing Christians, accept as truth regarding Jews and the modern nation of Israel? As with all moral, ethical issues, we should believe the Bible, the Word of God. So what say the Scriptures? Consider, for example, in the Old Testament, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, and verses 8 through 10, which says, "When the Most High gave the nations their inheritance, when He divided up all mankind, He set up boundaries for the peoples according to the number of the sons of Israel. For the Lord's portion is His people, Jacob, His allotted inheritance. In a desert land he found him. In a barren and howling waste, he shielded him and cared for him. He guarded him as the apple of his eye. Notice at least three important truths here from Almighty God. First, amazingly, in the beginning, God ordained a plan whereby the original number of nations, 70 according to the Genesis chapter 10, corresponded to the number of the children of Israel, 70 according to Genesis chapter 46 and verse 27. Secondly, the sons of Israel are referred to as the Lord's portion, and also as his people. That is, Israel as the Most High's, or God's, people. Jacob, or Israel, in his, that is, his allotted inheritance, uniquely chosen out of all the nations. Thirdly, God states that he guards him, Israel, as the apple of his eye. In the Hebrew, literally, pupil of his eye. So the imagery here means as the pupil of the eye is essential for vision, so it is closely protected as God guards Israel. Yes, God has chastised Israel many times over millennia, but God has never totally rejected the nation of Israel, the Jews. So why then have the Jews, Israel, suffered so much over millennia? Thousands of years, even ceasing to be a nation on the map for thousands of years. Because they rebelled and lived in disobedience and committed spiritual adultery toward their God, the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and our God. Consider Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 58. If you do not carefully follow all the words of this law, which are written in this book, and do not revere this glorious and awesome name, the Lord your God, the Lord will send fearful plagues on you and your descendants, harsh and prolonged disasters, and severe and lingering diseases. Also consider toward Israel, verses 63 and 64 of Deuteronomy 28, which says in part, you will be uprooted from the land you are entering to possess. Then the Lord will scatter you among all the nations from one end of the earth to the other. So we know this is exactly what has happened to the Jews, as predicted thousands of years in advance by Moses through the Holy Spirit of God. So, is God finished with the Jew? Rejected the nation of Israel totally and forever? Even replaced Israel completely with the church as God's only people? Again, what say the Scriptures? Consider a very important passage in the Old Testament, of course, in Jeremiah chapter 31, beginning in verse 31. It reads, "The time is coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their forefathers when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After that time, declares the Lord, I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people. No longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother, saying, know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness, and I will remember their sins no more. This is what the Lord says, he who appoints the sun to shine by day, who decrees the moon and stars to shine by night, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar. The Lord Almighty is his name. Only if these decrees vanish from my sight, declares the Lord, will the descendants of Israel ever cease to be a nation before me. This is what the Lord says, only if the heavens above can be measured and the foundations of the earth below be searched out, will I reject all the descendants of Israel because of all they have done, declares the Lord. So summing up, God will take the initiative, still yet future, in saving a final righteous remnant of Israel who will return to God in Messiah Jesus through repentant faith in Him. So God will never permanently reject all the descendants of Israel. Some will come to saving faith. God promises here that He will not reject Israel, His people, any more than He will do away with the laws of nature that He put into place. It took thousands of years after Jeremiah wrote this prophetic passage for the fulfilling reality of this to become literally, physically possible and true. In our lifetime, on May 14th in the year of our Lord, 1948, the nation of Israel officially came back into being. The Hebrew prophet Ezekiel also prophesied this reality thousands of years beforehand. Consider Ezekiel chapter 37 and verse 5. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these dry bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. Verse 11 says in part, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off. Verse 12. Therefore prophesy and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. O my people, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Verse 14 says in part, I will settle you in your own land. God brought the nation of Israel back from the dead. Today, a prosperous, vibrant nation of over 8 million inhabitants and citizens. Notice God states again, they are my people. Notice God states, I will settle you in your land, the land of their ancestors given to them to possess by God, God Almighty. Well, that's all Old Testament, which is now obsolete, replaced by the New Testament, many will say. Consider, then, in the New Testament, Romans chapter 11 and verses 1 and 2, that says in part, I ask then, did God reject His people? By no means. I am an Israelite myself, a descendant of Abraham. From the tribe of Benjamin, God did not reject His people. So, has Israel been replaced by the church totally, whereby Jews can only be saved in the church? Consider Romans chapter 11 and verses 25 through 27. I do not want you to be ignorant of this mystery, brothers, so that you may not be conceited. Israel has experienced a hardening in part until the full number of Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel will be saved, as it is written, the deliverer will come from Zion. He will turn godlessness away from Jacob. And this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins. And God never, ever breaks His covenants. Just as the modern nation of Israel has risen from the ashes of antiquity, literally, so will all Israel's final righteous remnant literally be saved by God's grace through faith in their Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth. So what about this latest Jewish settlements controversy in contested lands? Consider our key passage in Amos, in the Old Testament, the book of Amos, chapter 9 and verse 14. God states in part, I will bring back my exiled people Israel. They will rebuild the ruined cities and live in them. God has brought back and continues to bring back His people Israel. Modern Israelites are rebuilding with many towering cranes as evidence. There are both Jewish and Arab citizens in the modern nation of Israel. Verse 15 of Amos chapter 9, God states, I will plant Israel in their own land, never again to be uprooted from the land I have given them. Notice God asserts it's their land. Ultimately, in the messianic millennial kingdom, Israel will not be uprooted from any of their land. This is not just land the Jews bought from the Arabs, not just the land they conquered on the battlefield, It's the land God, Almighty God, has given to them. And the nations reject this, as they reject the word of God. God said to Abraham in Genesis chapter 17 and verse 8, "The whole land of Canaan, where you are now an alien, I will give as an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you, and I will be their God." The modern nation of Israel exists today because of the sovereign will of God, because of His grace, which they do not deserve, and because of God's love for His people Israel, the apple of His eye. Consider 1 Kings chapter 10 and verse 9, which refers in part to the Lord's eternal love for Israel. Who God especially loves, we likewise should love. We should love all peoples, but especially God's original covenant people. As the adage goes, watch the Jew and believe, God's word is true. Watch the Jew and tremble, God's judgment is sure. Watch the Jew and rejoice, God's promise is certain. And remember the words of Jesus regarding all believers, according to the Gospel of John chapter 4 and verse 22, which says in part, "For salvation is from the Jews." We should also, of course, understand that Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus Christ, in His humanity, is Jewish. Have you received Jesus? Yeshua, the Jewish Savior, who is the Savior of all peoples, of all nations, who will receive Him by saving faith. If not, do so today, before it's everlastingly too late.
We thank God for the truth of His Word. The sermon that you have just heard is based upon that truth. If we can help you in your relationship with Jesus, please write to us. It may be that you would like to have a CD of this program to listen to again or share with someone else. Please ask for program number 1932. That's 1932. We look forward to hearing from you. Your letters and emails are an encouragement to us. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. That's Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wolradio@att.net. That's wolradio@att.net. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs, thanking you for listening. Please plan now to tune in again next week at this same time and station for another program from Words of Life.